بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have spoken of the last attribute of the muttaqin as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran. Allah spoke of the tawbah and the quality of istighfar. They slip, they err, they do make mistakes, the muttaqin. But immediately when that happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their reaction and how they immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last episode on this topic of the muttaqin and the attributes of the muttaqin, we look at a few ayat from Surah Al-Dhariyat in the 26th juz of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Dhariyat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again speaking of Jannah, there when he spoke about the attributes of the muttaqin, he started the discussion with Jannah. And he ended the discussion with Jannah. Here again he speaks of the muttaqin, he speaks of what? Jannah. He gives you the incentive. You want to become a muttaqin. You think to yourself, okay, what do I get? That's how we think. What do I get out of it all? Our ultimate desire is Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the incentive. He presents the incentive. What does he say? Innal muttaqin. Indeed the muttaqin. Those who love their entire life as they had lived their life in Ramadan. That's it. That's what you got to do. I'm not saying fast every day of your life. No. Be on guard. Throughout Ramadan, you are on guard. Throughout Ramadan. You did not say certain things that you would say out of Ramadan. You did not think certain things that you would think normally outside of Ramadan. You did not look at certain things that you would look at outside of Ramadan. You are on guard. You make sure that you try to observe every prayer, every salah. That's what it means to be a muttaqi. The way you spend your Ramadan, that is how you need to spend your life. You'll be in the ranks of the muttaqin. What do they get at the end of it all? Allah says, "Fi jannat," they shall be in gardens. Gardens. Wa'uyun, and springs. Allah speaks of akhirah. Now think of our situation in this world. When you had a long year at work, at the end of that year, you just want to go cool off and relax. And where does your mind go to? To the birds. Just kidding, right? But you want to get out of the hustle and the bustle and the city life. What do you think of? You just want to go see greenery. You want to see some water. You just want to be in a peaceful environment. But that's when you had a hard year. When you worked hard and it was a stressful year. And it was a busy year for you. At the end of the year, that's all you want to do for 1-2 weeks. Just cool off in that peaceful, comfortable, greenery and lush environment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the muttaqeen, their whole life, it's work, it's hard work. It's work. So at the end of it all, Allah puts them in gardens. Jannat wa uyun and springs, water and garden and greenery. Incomparable to what we have in this world. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They will accept. Whatever their Rabb gives them, they will take it, they will accept it, they will enjoy it. إِنَّهُمْ. Allah speaks of certain attributes of theirs in these few ayat. The first Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. But before this all, before it all, in the dunya, before all of this, they were muhsineen. We spoke of the meaning of ihsan. And what it means to be a muhsin. Muhsin is literally translated as a good doer. Muhsineen. To aspire for excellence. They always looked for every opportunity to do good. The Noon al-Misri, rahmatullah alayhi, he said that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَخْفَى ثَلَاثًا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept three things hidden in another three. There are three things that he has kept hidden in three other things. What is it? أَخْفَى رِضَاهُ فِي طَاعَتِهِ فَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Allah has kept his happiness hidden in his obedience. You don't know which act it is that will draw the happiness of Allah. That's why do not underestimate any good act. There was a fornicator. She was a prostitute. She was an adulteress by trade, to put it mildly, in the Banu Israel. And one day she came across a thirsty dog. A dog, an animal. And an animal that is generally despised. She came across this dog and she realized the dog was thirsty. She had on some leather socks. And she drew out some water from the well. And she gave this thirsty dog the water to drink. On that act, Allah forgave her and granted her entry into Jannah. So you don't know what act of yours will draw Allah's happiness and earn you paradise. Don't ever underestimate any good act. Right? So muhsineen. This is one of the things that Allah has kept hidden in something else. Allah speaks of another attribute of this. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ And at night, they spend a small portion of the night asleep, not awake. Subhanallah. Allah says, Qaleel. Qaleel means a little. A small portion of the night. A little portion of the night, they yahja'oon. Allah not even say yanamun. Yanamun is to go into a deep sleep. Yahja'oon is a light sleep. Yahja'oon is a light sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they slept at night, but only for a little while, and that sleep also was a light sleep. All we are saying, inshallah, let us try and spend a little of the night in ibadah. Let's start there. A little of the night, let us try and dedicate to the ibadah and the worship of Allah. So another attribute of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of. And the last attribute, Allah says, or the second last attribute, Allah says, وَبِلْ ashar, and at the time of suhoor, we are all awake. Alhamdulillah, throughout the Ramadan, we are awake at the time of suhoor, when we have the sihri meal. Allah says, and at that time, what are they doing? يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ They are seeking Allah's forgiveness. Now you might ask yourself, Allah is telling us that the whole night, except for a little while, they are spending it in ibadah. Alright. They're sleeping for a little while. It's a light sleep. And for most of the night, they are praying tahajjud, they are reading Quran, they are making dua. But Allah says, just before dawn sets in, what are they making? Istighfar. They seek Allah. They were not clubbing the whole night. They were not drugging the whole night. What were they doing the whole night? In ibadah, but they ended with what? Istighfar. You might ask, why? After salah, what's the first thing we do? When we make salam, the first thing we do is, Allah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You engage in the greatest act of worship, salah, yet the first thing you do after that is seek forgiveness. Why? To eliminate the thought that I did what I did based on my religiosity and my strength. That's why you make istighfar. Whatever I did, whatever ibadah I did it because Allah wanted me to do it. I did it through the will and the wish and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire. So Allah says, at that hour of the night, at the end of the night, they are engaged in istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah. And the last attribute Allah says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ Again, coming back to their spending. So we started off with their spending, the muttaqeen, and at the end of it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ And in the wealth that they have, حَقٌّ There's a right. In their wealth, there's a right. In their wealth that belongs to who? لِسَّائِل The beggar, وَالْمَحْرُوم And the one who has been deprived. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah azza wa jal make us from amongst the muttaqeen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ